Yeah, I work out even more than I drink wine. Yeah, I lift, bro.
Hi, kids. It's episode 16 of It's a Show with me, GA, Sparky, and
Lewis.
What? What? When did this happen?
The intern has a new name.
No.
Louis.
Scooby Sway. Playing the part of Scooby Sway will now be Louis, which is his real actual family nickname. And, you know, he just had an identity crisis, but he's decided after all of the auditioning of the nicknames, he prefers Louis.
I don't get, there's got to be history behind Louis.
No. Coincidentally, my brother-in-law calls his brother Louis. I don't think that's why I started it with him, but it just stuck. And I call him, what do I call you? Louis, Louis, what else do I call you?
Hey, you, kid.
Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah, it might have. I don't want to tell this story. Never mind.
Off the top of the show, I'd like to discuss the Facebook page, if I may.
You may.
It's a Show podcast is the page. And once upon a time, we had a delightful, albeit washed out picture of ABBA, our idols, on the header. And now we have some kind of blue shit. What is this? Like,
you're not digging the blue?
I'm not understanding what I'm looking
back
at.
We can go back to ABBA. It's easy.
We don't have to go back to ABBA, but I want something that makes sense to the people.
Want something pow. I know. I got
like, I love the color.
We got to get a graphic designer on it, aka me, when I have spare time, when I'm not saving the world on a regular basis. I'll get to it.
And, well, I'm just thinking, though, let's brainstorm aloud since I'm hating on your blue dots or whatever the hell that was.
Well, the reason behind that, I put it on our It's a Show pod Twitter account on the background there.
Yeah, which looks not too bad there.
I just thought for now, consistency. It's all about the branding.
Right. We have to have people actually looking at the thing in order to brand themselves.
Wait, we got 68 followers on Twitter and about 64 on Facebook?
You know, so a combined, well, they're probably the same people. I'm not even going to get into that.
We'll get there.
So we've been creeping up like one new like a week. So it's been a juggernaut of activity.
And people, I think, are embracing our posts because we started posting some real solid gold thanks to the internet. Example is the Tina Fey and Jimmy Fallon lip flip. If you haven't seen that, you got to check it out.
Okay, so today I was on Facebook and the first thing I saw was Jimmy Fallon playing the water game with Lindsay Lohan. Have you seen this?
Wow, no, I haven't.
We got to play this on It's a Show. Okay, so they are sitting right across from each other, yep, with a thin little table, and each one has about six glasses of water at their disposal, and they have two decks of cards, and they're playing the game War.
Oh, I love War.
So it's just so lay good. Down a card, the next person lays down a card, and whoever has the higher card gets to splash the other person in the face.
How does that happen?
Hilarity ensues. And I think it was maybe rigged because Lindsay Lohan got doused first,
yep,
and it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then Jimmy got She won every other hand after that. So he was just drenched and she poured one glass of water in his crotch.
Jeez.
And then the winner of the game actually gets to soak the other person with the super soaker. Gold.
This waterproof things are needed, I think, like microphones. I'm a little concerned about the equipment.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I think they had lav mic, or it's probably a boom mic.
Oh,
we could rig
good.
A boom mic,
yeah,
up for that segment. Best bit ever on the internet is what I posted.
Yeah.
And then I see your post on your Facebook of lip flip with Tina Fey.
Yeah.
And I'm going, this trumps that. That by 1,000.
It's so good. I watched it the other day just to laugh to myself. And I don't care if I've seen it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It is worth every single minute.
We got to show Louis what we're talking about because I told him about it earlier, but he hasn't seen it. It's liquid gold.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I'm in the dark.
Jimmy Fallon, I am on board 100%. I am loving the Tonight Show. I'm loving what he's putting down, and I'm a big fan now.
Absolutely. And he's so dynamic, got so much range. Kimmel, also a god.
Mm-hmm.
That, okay, so he has Rob Ford on this week,
mm-hmm,
which was amazing. But then the flashback episode to 2011 when he went to Toronto with Guillermo.
Right.
Is the money shot. That made me, what did you think? Yeah, I don't know if you enjoyed it as much as I did, Louis.
I don't know if I enjoy anything as much as you do.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Unless it's a video game.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, it was funny. I really, really thought it was funny.
That's really selling it to the kids.
Yeah, well, he freaked out about it.
Like, I thought it was awesome because Guillermo is just so impish And he's got the thing. This is the Rogers Center where the Toronto Blue Rays play. Because he can't
classic.
Pronounce
yeah.
J's, right?
He's Jorge Jalapeno.
How you call that? The Rays play? And he goes, yes, they play the DVDs there or something like that.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, so you also posted Cool in the Gang or something, Celebration. What was that?
Well, you know, the weather's starting to be nice around our parts. This weekend's supposed to be 10-ish nice. Plus. The snow's going to melt. Spring is on its way. Celebrate. Come on. Everybody have a good time.
Young man still in school. What is plus 10 equivalent equal?
That's not a word.
In U.S. degrees. I was telling him about Rick Dees, my radio idol from when I was a kid and just got started in the business.
Yeah.
And he used to say, it's 75 degrees.
Oh, God. I can't even get into it. You
89 degrees.
You love Rick Dees, but every time you try and show me anything by him, I just end up laughing at you.
Nothing but the hits.
If you ever want to scam me, Dees is my password for everything.
Come to think about it, I think I know that.
It was the name of my late great cat, too, Dees. Because my wife said, we're getting a cat, and I go, well, then I get to name it.
Oh.
Dees. He was cool.
10 degrees Celsius is 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
50 degrees. Rick Dees. Hey, we should play Disco Duck as a tribute to the world's greatest or formerly world's greatest disc jockey. Disco, disco duck. Little piece of Disco Duck for you from the legendary Rick Dees and the weekly top. Well, it's top 20 now because he got booted off the top 40 by Ryan Seacrest.
That's a shame.
Like Ryan Seacrest must have pictures of some very, very influential people because he is everywhere all the time. He's talented.
Yeah.
But not that talented.
Oh, no. Not this again.
This happened before?
Every time we ever see Ryan Seacrest anywhere, it's just, man, I don't understand. He's not and then he starts crying and I got to get him a tissue and everything.
Well, I also don't understand.
Lean on me.
I don't get it.
See, Sparky's had a little.
He's just a pretty guy with a face, with a tan face and the sharp haircut and the good suits.
What he does on American Idol is amazing because if you've ever had to do any TV on camera stuff and the hit marks, be funny, be.
Oh, this just in.
This is the call we've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Who is this?
It's Greg.
Oh, well, hello.
Along with my podcast team, Sparky, the intern, formerly known as Sparky the intern, and my son/intern, Louis.
Oh, how exciting.
So are you at your place of work or just relaxing?
I'm at school, actually, on the radio.
You're on the radio and we're on the podcast radio.
Oh, my goodness.
This is
madness. Madness, I tell you.
I feel the entire equilibrium of the world is just a little bit off right now. I don't know.
I feel like it always is in my world.
We're clashing with technology. Okay, so give us an update. How is your career going? You went, for those who don't know, Jessica Ahoy is a burgeoning broadcaster, a professional nurse. She has several careers that she's already explored and was never happy, always. Just something missing in her life besides a man. And now, just telling it like it is, sister. And now she's in broadcast school about to graduate, and you got to go to Denver, Colorado for your internship.
I did.
Now, this was a game changer because I followed a lot of your exploits on Facebook. And, you know, one day you're in the studio, in this radio station studio, with a band the level of Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah, so what can you nutshell the experience for us? What was it like?
Well, Jodan touched my bicep, so there was that.
Oh, wow, that's very impressive on a couple of counts. First of all, I had no idea you had one, and then...
I work out even more than I drink wine, so
whoa,
yeah, I just don't brag about that on the old Twitter machine.
You are
Nobody
ripped.
Cares about that. Yeah, I lift, bro.
Classic. She broed me. Okay, so... Here's the thing. Denver, what is it like? You've been in our studio at my other, you know, night job where I'm the janitor at the other thing. And how do you compare Canadian radio being in the guts and behind the scenes of Canadian radio compared to your experience in Denver?
It's similar, but
okay,
like the station I was at was like super awesome and nice and new-ish, new building.
I see what
like
you're saying.
Stations all in the same building, and it was they had like a fancy pop machine.
That is impressive.
Just, right? And like Rascal Flatts just walking around doing their thing.
Can you go, hang on a second. Spark is scrolling on your Facebook. What is this now? With the thumb band-aid?
This is her Twitter.
That's a Muppet thumb band-aid. This is how you give a thumbs up while meaning a thumbs down.
Because it's Statler and Waldorf,
yeah,
right?
The cranky guy.
Yes, Statler and awesome. Where did you get those band-aids?
From Shoppers Drug Mart, actually.
I feel like all of us need those in our arsenal.
Yeah, it's my favorite band-aid. It's my go-to.
All right, in Canada, it's Roll Up the Rim to Win season with Tim Hortons. How's your record?
Oh, so me and a couple friends, we have a thing going. We are stockpiling free donuts. We were going to go up until 12 so we could just make it rain at the Tim Hortons and get all the donuts.
That's genius.
But then now we have 16, so we're waiting for 24 now.
Wow, that is amazing.
So we have a secret stash here at school hidden away in our like radio station room waiting.
All I keep winning is damn coffees. This is no fair.
See, it's because we were all complaining because we kept winning donuts, and you can't win again on a donut. You just keep winning coffee. Like if you win coffee, you can win again, right? So it's a good thing. With donuts, you're done. But now we've made a game of it, and it's all okay again.
I love that idea.
I was at the Bauer Mall probably 2 years ago, and I walked up to my car, and there were 3 Dairy Milk bars just like scattered around my car. And I got into my car. I didn't pick them up. I sat in my car, and I phoned my mom. And I said, Mom, what do I do in this situation? Do I eat them? Do I pick them up and just eat them or not? And she said that I should pick them up and bring them to her so she can decide.
So like Halloween candy, so Mom can check it.
So yeah, we ate them, except for one. It was kind of opened a little bit.
What? That's the greatest thing about life. You never know when you're going to find wrapped up Hershey bars outside your vehicle. Another thing on your Twitter feed, you got to explain to me what happened with Derek, because Derek is my favorite Netflix show.
He's sending me a Derek scarf.
This is unbelievable. Derek is Ricky Gervais playing a special needs kind of guy at a old folks home in England.
Uh-huh.
It's the most beautiful show ever.
Isn't it? It's hilarious yet poignant. And
it makes me cry every episode.
It's amazing. And so Derek asked you to tweet something and or the world to tweet something, and you caught his eye with your sweater or something.
Yeah, he wanted a picture of you in your favorite sweater because Derek loves his sweater, right? And I have a really awesome sweater that has a sequin shark on it. So I sent that.
See?
And he followed me. Derek follows me. No big deal. But no, it is a big deal.
I got to be honest, we're looking at the picture right now. I think it was more the bottom half of your face, your smile and your nice teeth that attracted Derek, and not so much the shark shirt.
Well, you know what? If my teeth are pulling in free scarves, that's not the most shameful thing, I guess.
Will you stop scrolling? Sparky keeps scrolling down on Twitter, and there's some kind of penis.
I don't want the intern to see that. Is he allowed to see things like that? I don't know.
Well, the thumb. I didn't know what the thumb was with the Band-Aid, first of all. But then there's some kind of... Some perv sent me a blank pic on Snapchat. I took a screenshot. That'll teach him. Yeah, that's not good.
It's just a drawing.
I feel it would have been more clever if he would have drawn a face on it. Or a hat, even.
She sent me a whole series. This is the third in the series that this girl has sent me. She's very artistic. One, it was on vacation, and one was in front of a Christmas tree.
Well, at least
had a Santa hat on.
The saving grace is it's a girl and someone you probably know, because I would call the authorities if it wasn't. What else is new, Jessica Hoy?
I'm on Lent.
Perfect timing.
That was the thing we were going to talk about next.
See,
that's amazing.
It says Jessica Hoy callback Lent/life.
Okay, boom.
Show notes.
So what are you on Lent for?
I'm on Lent for foods that end in O. It's awful. Cheetos, Doritos, tacos, burritos.
SpaghettiOs.
Oreo.
Oreos. Yeah. That's bad. That's all bad, sister.
Cheerios.
That's a big category.
It's all the things that I eat. And basically anything artificially dyed orange. Yeah, basically it's just Cheetos. I'm off Cheetos. And I'm on like day, what day is it now? Two? Has it been 2 days? I don't even know.
You know what? I think we made day three. Is this day three?
I'm not even religious. I don't even know I'm doing this. I'm not religious.
You know why?
Jesus?
Sparky doesn't believe in Jesus either.
She makes a good point. If you don't go to church or if you don't do the thing, why participate in Lent?
I just want to see if I can do it. I want to see if I'm like strong enough to not eat Cheetos.
It's like four.
Which is the fattest kid thing I've ever said.
It's character building. You know?
Exactly.
Like a Derek sweater. So
like a Derek sweater.
So I gave up chocolate chip cookies and chocolate. Yeah. Not just chocolate, all cookies and chocolate. And then Lewis here gave up pop, mostly Dr. Pepper because that's his poison.
I'm drinking a protein shake right now. When I don't eat Cheetos, like what else do you eat? I'm eating meal replacements because I don't have real food.
I was enjoying those new Special K drinks. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the breakfast ones? They're strawberry, chocolate, vanilla.
I've seen them, yes.
Yeah, it's like 10 grams of protein or whatever. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is awesome. Because they're like for a man my size of a 200-pound area, they don't really fill you up for very long. But I thought, this is fairly decent. I'm, you know, turning the corner. And then a mutual friend of ours said, that's just loaded with sugar. It's just full of sugar.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
They are full of sugar.
Okay.
Can I put you guys on hold? I got to talk on the radio for a second.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
I'm going to call you back because I don't even know how to put people on hold. Is that even still a thing?
Okay.
You can just put the phone
on.
And we're back. Hey, you should follow her on Twitter, by the way. Twitter.com/A_hoyhoy. H-O-Y-H-O-Y.
I tried to explain to her about the underscore. It's not a popular way to go because it's too much
hassle.
Ditch
the underscore. Yeah, ditch it.
It's very difficult to do underscore people.
Plus, ahoy hoy, that's gold. It's classic.
She is classic. And her life, she's basically like the female Kramer.
Yeah,
she is just
so
a little bit to the other side and just weird things happen to her. And I'm not kidding about her careers.
Yeah.
She's on like her 11th career and now she's going to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And believe you me, she'll be one of the best.
She has got good dance moves, too. We danced at Bellini's once upon a time ago.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows how to cut a rug?
She brings all the boys to the yard, her milkshakes do.
Oh, God.
You were worried about him seeing the penis on, and then you bring him to the yard with the boys and the shakes.
Through that whole conversation with Jessica, who she apparently is going to call back, I have so many story ideas. First, how do you like the banner that I hung up in
Oh, my gosh, Sparky. We salute you. So Sparky took it upon himself to go on the internet and put his credit card down. And we all know how illegal that is to buy things on the internet and everything, especially if you're Canadian.
It's pretty good quality, too, eh?
And he got a vinyl banner printed of It's a Show podcast, and it is freaking awesome. And this cost what?
Like $6, $7.
That is outrageous. I want one. I want one of those.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. We've dropped the phone.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's there.
Oh, she's okay. Just leave it on the floor. It'll be fine. Okay.
And we're back.
We're just telling the story of how Sparky created an It's a Show podcast banner. He bought it online, and he didn't get scammed. $6. Best $6 you'll ever spend. Vinyl, good quality. The colors came through awesome.
Yeah.
You'll want
one.
You'll probably want an autographed version. We can probably send you one.
Me? Want an autographed version? Yeah. I got to go.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
Extraordinary young lady with a promising future in broadcast, Jessica Ahoy, our foreign correspondent. It's a Show continues now with topic number 74.
Before we move on to more topics, I got a gift for you.
Oh, what is this? Oh, my.
There you go.
God, Sparky. Okay, this is a notebook with an It's a Show cover.
This Vistaprint.ca may or may not be our unofficial sponsor because I signed up, got all this stuff for like $20.
So what else did you buy? How many did you get of these?
Just got one because I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's still like $6-$7. I got one more thing, but we'll save it towards the end of the show.
Oh,
prototype.
This is exciting. Yeah, this is the very first one off the presses. So Vistaprint, yeah, you guys, golden opportunity. And since we're talking sponsorship.
Yep.
We want to make a call to Shave Club, Dollar Shave Club for Men.
That's right. They got this thing called the Dollar Shave Club Sponsors Your Thing. So basically, they're asking people to sign up, email, if you will, your idea, your thing.
Yeah.
And if they love it, they'll toss some money your way. They actually have it on their blog. Lots of great people who've already submitted their thing. And I want to... Should I read the email? This is what it looks like, the email.
Yeah, it's a few paragraphs. This is the one that Sparky... composed this past... How long ago did you do this?
I sent it on Tuesday, March the 4th.
Tuesday, March 4th. Okay, let it rip.
So the subject is officially the unofficial sponsors of Razors to Our Face. Dear Dollar Shave Club, we're two men. We're hairy. We are two hairy men in the face. Face hair is the worst, but you make it easy with Dollar Shave Club. Obviously, you know that because you are who you are. Who are we? Good question. We are Sparky and GA. We are the hosts and creators of It's a Show podcast. We're located in the tiny hamlet of this city in the province of Alberta in the nation of Canada. Yes, the same Canada that won 10 gold, including hockey and curling. And we're sorry about that.
Not really.
Maybe next time? Sparky is a member of the Dollar Shave Club, and we've talked about you on the show before. We actually got this idea to write you from one of the promotional inserts in the last shipment. Sparky loves your blades. We think they're great, too. We think we're pretty great, and we should probably be official. Hosting a podcast on a site costs about $10 a month. We'd love to get some promotional products with our logo on them, like pens. Oh, pens would be sweet. Maybe coffee, aka beer mugs. Maybe beer. We don't have official sponsors yet, but we would love for you to come on board as one. Hell, we'll shave live on the show. Wouldn't that be magical? You're already officially unofficial, and we'd love to talk. And we have listeners, at least a few hundred. Intern Scooby Sway will have updated numbers soon. In the meantime, check us out. You're mentioned in episode 14, Olympic Lounge. Yours truly, Sparky and GH Show Podcast.
Beautiful job, man. That's got to turn some heads over at Dollar Shave. They'll send us some money. Just like no.
Well, I'm sure they're going to
dicking around.
I'm sure they're going to follow up, but.
Man. Okay. Is there a phone number? Like, I don't want to jeopardize the magic that you've created there on email, but I feel like maybe we should just, you know.
It was a hard number to find. I don't even know if this is the legit number, but it's worth a shot, right? It's a 1-866 number, so there's no cost involved.
I got to tell you guys about the 1-800 number I called earlier this week. That's coming up later on It's a Show.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for contacting the Dollar Shave Club. Please leave your first and last name, the email address associated with your account, and your phone number, along with a brief message, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Have a great day.
Press
and
zero.
Happy shaving.
Press zero.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Dollar Shave Club. It's Greg, Sparky, and intern Louie, and we just want to say you're awesome. Okay.
So much for that idea.
I was so looking for it. I was greatly anticipating that call for like a month. All right.
At least it was them and not a weird
Dollar Shave Club for women.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So the 1-800 number I called earlier this week on my little get-together there on the radio, was 1-800-O-Canada.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we should try that here live.
Dialing.
O-C-A-N-A-D-A.
I misdialed on the first try, I got to be honest with you boys, and that wasn't good.
Doesn't even know how to spell Canada.
It's very tricky on the...
It's on the dial pad. It's hard.
Just spell it out loud.
Service Canada, bonjour. Wassil speaking.
Pardon me, what's your name?
My name is Wassel. It's W-A-S-I-L.
Wassel. It's GA and Sparky. We're calling from It's a Show. It's a podcast that we do here in Canada. We're broadcasting live from Sparky's Kitchen, a.k.a. our World HQ. So we just wanted to find out what 1-800-O-Canada does for the typical Canadian. What is the purpose of this number?
So you'd like to find out what is the purpose of 1-800-O-Canada?
Yeah, what do you do?
Okay. And you said you called me for Alberta?
Yes.
And may I ask you as well, how did you find out about our services?
I saw it on the internet.
Was it on the Service Canada website?
No.
Okay. Was it on a Government of Canada website?
I'm not sure.
So as far as answering your question, as far as what I can see here in my database, on the Service Canada 1-800-O-Canada, it's a service that provides the public with information on Government of Canada programs, services, initiative. The bilingual toll-free number.
Okay, well that, you know what I thought it was? I thought it was going to be something fun like Bob and Doug McKenzie answering the phone or Lloyd Robertson or the Prime Minister or something and, you know, doing something fun about Canada. That's what it should be, don't you think?
No, I cannot provide any personal opinion in this case.
You can't even have a personal opinion? This is not Russia. This is not Putin land. This is Canada. You can have an opinion.
No, I choose to not provide any.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. You're very polite. I'll give you that.
Thank you for calling Service Canada.
What do you assume?
Well, who knew Service
what
Canada?
What was that dude's name? I couldn't even remember his name. Wazoo or?
Wazaloo.
Wazaloo. Wazaloo.
It was like, I don't know.
Lots more topics on the way, including my Tim Hortons dream, my rule of the room dream. I've got a Telus story that I want to share with you. Plus, we've got a It's a Show shout out, knowing me, knowing you, all that and so much more after we refill our drinks because they're empty.
I can't believe Wasim can't even have his own opinion.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Like, isn't that the biggest letdown? And when I called this previously,
yeah,
the level was so low on the guy, and it was just a recording because it must have not been business hours, and you couldn't hear the guy at all on the answering machine. And then we get this guy, and don't you agree there should be some kind of creative, I mean, it's a national number that everybody in every Canadian can access.
It should at least have a sweet intro, like,
dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Hi, this is Prime Minister Stephen Harper. That'd you've accessed sweet. Service Canada, and you've reached a nation full of greatness, like Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Michael Bublé.
They're not actually Canadian. You know that.
Carey. Right. Jim Carrey.
Bob and Doug are Canadian.
That other
not
guy.
Canadian.
They're about as Canadian as Tim Hortons.
Bob and Doug are Canadian, you moron.
If you want me to go to the Google, I've got it right here.
I know this. You don't have to go to Google. I grew up on SCTV, boys.
Fictional pair of Canadian brothers.
Fictional Canadian.
Played by...
Played by
Rick Moranis and Dave
guy.
Thomas. Uh-huh. Dave Thomas is so Canadian. His brother is Ian Thomas, who sang Painted Ladies and a Bottle of Wine, Mama. Yeah, there's...
Whoa. Fred Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes!
What?
Oh, you guys, man. Are
Ghostbusters? He was Barney Rubble and the Flintstones!
How do you not know this?
I am blown away!
How do you not know he's not Canadian?
Okay, God.
How do you know he's? How do you not know that he's Canadian?
Nice job there.
Okay, look on.
There he is.
Okay, look on. Scroll down.
Oh, what?
Rick Moranis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it said he was Canadian. I saw it. All
keep,
right.
No, keep on going. I don't want to talk about that.
Honey,
part.
Honey, Shrunk the Kids. Where? What
no,
do you want to talk about?
You
him?
Were just there. Oh yeah, they're right there. You were just there. Where the hell do you go? It starts with Moranis. Right on early life.
Yeah. Stop. He's Jewish. Okay, we get it.
Moranis was born in Toronto.
Oh, look at that. He
went to a Jewish family. He went to high school at the Sir Sanford Fleming Secondary School. He went to elementary school with Geddy Lee from the rock band Rush.
What?
And Rush we are connection. Going to do a Rush song on the second ever edition of What the Hell Is This Song About if Kim Mitchell ever picks up the phone.
You screwed that up big time.
What happened was I told you I delegated for you to contact Chris Sutherland, our first guest, because Kim Mitchell's his boss. Because he's in the band.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want it to get any more awkward.
We'll follow up with that one.
Okay, we still got... You didn't do it then.
I didn't. Let's talk about Tim Hortons. I had a sweet Tim Hortons dream the other night in my dreamland. Okay, so this is all in a dream. Whoosh. This is where the wind chimes go if I had it. You know the wind...
We have sound effects. We could put that in there.
So I'm in this dream, and I'm at Tim Hortons, and I won... A car. I rolled up the rim. Oh. It said, you won a car. So I was on top
Toyota,
of the world.
Sweet Toyota.
I was loving life. I don't need a new car, but I'm pumped because it's better than a kick in the pants. And I go to take my winning piece of rolled
cup.
Up rim. And I'm like, look, I said to the lady at the counter, look, I won.
Yeah.
Nah. She didn't care. I was at an excitement of 10. My level was 10. She was at about a 2.3. I was like, hello, can I get a little more enthusiasm here?
Serious.
So I just remember in this dream, I for some reason left that location, went to a different location, and went like, look, I want a car. Same response. Nobody cared. Fair.
Possibly because it wasn't real.
But I would like to think the Tim Hortons workers in my dream would be a little more enthusiastic.
You know, on my drive to work, I got Leo. Leo is a rock star. I met him. I finally said, this guy's so happy in the middle of the night to serve me the coffee through the drive-thru mm-hmm. windows where they open the thing and the yep. blast of cold air is freezing him out every day. And he's going, hi, sir. And he calls me Mr. Greg.
Of course.
And I said, what's your name? And he said, Leo. And I said, Leo, you make my morning every day Rock because star. You're so happy. And every time I have a coupon, like if I win a yeah. coffee, he gives it the old, congratulations. Like it's a big deal.
They get really happy yeah. when you win free stuff.
You know, the one thing I did notice at the location I go through, and we are 3 weeks deep into Roll Up a Rim 2014, are mm-hmm. we? About that?
Something like that, yeah.
Only 177 winners at that particular store. That seems low to me.
They're all in Quebec. They can't win anything else, so they went up in the coffee dreams.
Okay, before we press on, intern Louis wanted to make a comment about the Lenten season because he's on Lent for the pop.
Yeah.
Can't have any pop for 40 days, by the way. And we're drinking right in front of him. This tastes really good. Yeah.
It's
not
right.
just pop, kids at home.
So I've been having stress dreams as well because we made a little bet. made a little bet about Lent. And it first one to cave. mm-hmm. has to do something. I can't remember what yours was, but I was going to. He has a day job where he speaks to a multitude of people. I was going to write a little script for him to say on the radio
about how I'm a loser.
Right. Right.
And I get that. That was creative, I thought.
No self-control and stuff.
Now, this guy has an aversion to button-up clothing.
Oh, God. This
he
is
cannot
it.
Even wear a button-up shirt. I don't. It's a chemical reaction with his skin or something.
To quote you, you said something about it doesn't cooperate with his skin type.
It touches my neck. It just feels like it touches my neck. Even if I have like 3 buttons undone, it just feels like
he's only wore a button-up like shirt at a funeral and a bar mitzvah or something.
Yeah, because we go to bar mitzvahs all the time. But yeah, so I've been...
Rick Moranis is Jewish. I don't know if you remember earlier in the show.
In Honey, He's Shrunk the Kids.
God, you're giving me a headache. All right. So I've been having stress dreams about this where I wake up and I'm holding like a 2 liter of Pepsi and then I go, and I freak out. I'm actually awake this time. And so I was freaking out until yesterday when we go to Wendy's because my sister just had traumatic experience where she had to get a blood test. She was like crying and everything. She's all sad and stuff. Oh, she is 19 at this point.
She's 19, but you'll never had a blood test. My little baby.
Melting down.
Okay, so right. Now I know where this is going, by the way, and you got about 30 seconds left and we're cutting you off.
All right, so we order our stuff in the drive-thru and we drive around and then we're eating it and everything.
Delicious.
Like, oh, those Frosties. If anybody knows what a Frosty is, they're great. Everything.
It's a malted.
So we're eating our Frosties. I order a vanilla, and everybody else gets chocolate. And then halfway through his Frosty, my older sister in the back there just goes, "Hey, wait, Dad, that's chocolate."
Oh, no.
And so, I was caught unawares, obviously.
Of course.
Second day, and he's already lost.
I don't believe he ever thanked me for the Wendy's supper. So, yes. So then we decided.
We decided.
We had a tribunal.
Yeah.
A family living room tribunal. And I got a buy.
Yeah, you got one leniency.
They didn't extinguish your torch, so you're still in the game.
I'm still in the game.
Got it.
He knows all about religion. He says he doesn't, but he does. Okay. All right. What's next on the agenda list?
Well, I've been complaining about my TV bill lately to people who care to listen for a few minutes. I called TELUS. That's the provider here in this region. And I was like, you know what? Your TV bill's a little high. Throw me some
So you're
slack.
On TELUS Optic.
Yes.
I heard disaster. No?
I love it. I love it.
You that. Love it?
Nothing but the best. The price that we're paying is standard, I think.
How much?
TV and internet is about $80.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm looking for a little bit of a break. You know, show me some love. I've been with you for a couple of years. They tell me that if I sign up for 3 years, if I commit to 3 years with them, they will give me the equipment rental for free. So I'll save about $20 a month, which I enjoy that. Plus, they'll give me a lower price for 6 months.
Nice. Mm.
So I'm interested. However, they've got this deal on if you're a new customer and you sign up for 3 years, you get that plus you get a free 42-inch LCD smart TV.
Could we be really quiet while you phone TELUS right now and we negotiate this?
I was like, well, you know, I know this new customer promotion. I've been with you for a couple of years and I don't have any plans of leaving this province. So I'm going to probably always have TELUS as an option, right?
Right.
So 3 years, not in the long run, not a big deal. This TV is like $900 retail price. Because I was late on a bill once, I think last month, I was late by a couple days.
Oh, no.
Delayed bill. Oh. She says, I'll tell you what. I'll pre-approve you for this new TV. Because you're a loyal customer, I just need 2 months of on-time bill payment. I was like, boom, done. Consider it done. I'll call you in 2 months.
So now, but what happened to the laptop? I thought you were going to want her to get a laptop.
The laptop, which we just got a new one, remembers. Intern smashed it a couple weeks back.
Yeah, right. I do remember. Right. But I need a laptop.
Right. You know, I thought about the laptop, and I'll tell you what. I've got an iPad.
Was it on the table, or are you making this up? Is this a fantasy?
No, this is
You could
is
either
legit.
Take the TV or the laptop.
Yes, you can take the laptop. I look at what I use a laptop for. I use it for editing this podcast, and I use it for the odd surfing.
Right.
I want to say 80% of my internet surfing on my iPhone or on my iPad or at work.
Right.
I don't really need a laptop. I can run it now that
I need a laptop. I will reiterate
you
that.
You need to call them then.
I would even pay you $100 for the $900 laptop. Like, that deal is still on the table. Just
you can get it. You call. Be like, look, come on. I'm a big to-do guy.
Yeah.
So anyways, we don't have TELUS TV. We don't have any TV.
We have Netflix.
Like, customer loyalty. No. No.
Hey, I've been paying those suckers for internet for years.
I'll tell you what. I will have a new TV by the end of summer.
That is sweet, though, man.
It's pretty cool. You are a gold digger, Spark.
That's what I am. I am a gold digger.
Well, we decided to intern Louie and I cue the music. We decided that we need to do the best of Spark after your next meltdown. We're going to have like a montage moment that everyone can enjoy.
I never melt down. I'm so mellow and calm. Oh, my
God, man. I hope something bad happens to you. I hope this. I really hope for the purpose of the podcast, this TV deal goes south. Because that rant will be suitable for framing.
It's time for the It's a Show shout out, where we just go on our Twitter feed or our Facebook page and say hey to some people who are just giving us some love. Miss K. Do you remember from, was it last week or the week before?
I do recall.
She says she heard her shout out on the podcast, gave us another shout out on Twitter.
So do we just keep this going forever?
Well, we'll pick a new person.
Okay. I'll give Kate one again, though, because yeah. High five you, Kate. You're awesome.
She's a good friend. Well, Randy Bolton is a future guest on the show. She says, thank you so much. Thanks for the follow. I'd love to come on the show. Hashtag sounds like fun.
Okay, you got to look up this Randy Bolton. Ladies and gentlemen, you're just surfing, listening to this anyway. You're not doing any real work at the office. Just check out Randy Bolton and her music. She is extraordinary. Just an incredible person. Her family's really cool. Her brother's an author.
Yep.
He just wrote his book about a life-changing situation that he had with his health.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this guy, like, it went from 0 to 60. He went from a healthy young guy to a guy who couldn't move anything, any part of his body. And he recovered from this tragic incident and has written a book and is inspiring people all over. And Randy was part of the recovery process. She wrote a song for him.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that website. That is an awesome website, right?
RandyBolton.com.
Okay. And Bolton is B-O-U-L-T-O-N. Not like the Michael. It's not related to Michael in any way. But Randy, and you just were at the launch party for her video.
Yeah, she just launched her latest single video called Karma, shot right here in this city. It looks fantastic. If you haven't seen it, check it out. We'll post it on our Facebook.
I have the CD in my car and I dig it.
She's so, so good.
Other CD I have in my car, intern Louie and I were just listening on the way over, Bruce Springsteen, Wrecking Ball. Like, I only have like 3 CDs in the car, but this I am a Boss fan for life. Yeah. The guy's amazing, incredible. We got to play. Can we play a piece of this? I said to intern Louie, if there's one thing that's going to get us noticed, it's a lawsuit from Sony Music and Bruce Springsteen. So we should illegally play this track from Wrecking Ball. This is called We Take Care of Our Own, and it's kind of coming from an American standpoint because that's where Bruce lives, but you can put yourself in those shoes as a Canadian too.
He was born in the USA.
Heaven knocking on the door that holds the throne. I've been looking for the map that leads me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown, we take care of our own. From Chicago to New Orleans, from the muscle to the bone. Shotgun shack to the Superdome. There ain't no help, the Calvary stayed home. There ain't no one here in the bugle bone. We take care of our own. We take care of
our own. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a Sparky Love Life update.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
the latest? There is no latest.
So you've been lax. You haven't even been checking your situations.
All right. So at last check, probably a couple days ago, I do check the Tinder daily because it's a simple yes, no, right?
Right. That's the one that weeds out potentials really quickly.
Yeah. X, heart, you get a match. We both like each other. Then we get the option to talk if they're a real person.
And if I recall correctly, about 4 weeks ago, you got a like. Love match.
Still
and
then, going, yeah.
And you're still talking.
We're still
back
texting.
And forth.
She lives in a small town, very busy with work and school, almost done nursing. However, we'll be starting shifts at the local hospital, so she's going to be doing, the back
this
and forth.
Local hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So Starbucks is in order.
Nice.
And I just got to wait for her to make it happen. I ain't going to her. She lives in a small town. Small town.
May I propose something unique to you as
Grindr.com?
All right. So you're at the Starbucks having the first meeting with this girl.
Yeah.
Intern Louie and I are very, very nearby with the recording equipment.
In your sunglasses and
yeah, very
hats.
Covert. I mean, let's be honest. We could be covert if we wanted to be. And
what if I need the fake phone call?
Yeah, we can handle that. We can get you out of there.
Sure, she's great. But what if the photos
What if it's
lie?
Going south?
What if the photos aren't what I'm seeing? You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm throwing down. I see one thing, but then I see another thing.
Okay, so here's how you get out of that. Right off the top,
I don't think she listens to this.
You have sunglasses.
Oh,
you show up with shades. Your collar is up. You've got those fake tattoo sleeves.
Yes.
So you look like a badass. Maybe put on a clip-on earring, and you go. And then you see that she's a two-ton Tessie, and you go, hey, you know what? I'm not into the heavy ones. And then you just rip. And then you're done.
Dude.
Just trying to protect the homie. No, I mean, there's like, come on. The chances are she's going to be freaking interesting,
it'll be
awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great. I have a wedding that I'm going to. I'm only going to one wedding this year, and that's my cousin's, only because I'm the MC.
Have you ever taken a date to a wedding?
No.
This could be the perfect one.
And it's a summer date. It's the first day of summer. It's going to be hot and heated, hot and heavy, and it's in the middle of nowhere. There's tents involved, so you never know.
Have you ever aced a wedding as an MC?
Well, my sisters, I think I did a pretty good job.
See, my sister's terrible, and my cousin's terrible, mm-hmm. and my buddy Kevin's terrible, because I was not into my sweet spot as an MC. I was just like trying to get my way through.
Trying to climb that ladder.
Terrible. Regretful jobs. Terrible.
Let's save this topic for next podcast, because I could use some tips
how
to be, what to do, things like that.
You know what? Judging by what you throw on social media at It's a Show Pod on Twitter and It's a Show Podcast on Facebook, I would say you got a good handle on what's awesome and what's not.
So just pretend like I'm tweeting? Hashtag, when's the food coming out?
Oh, when you're writing the script, just write it like you would do your Twitter and stuff. Just quick little bits. Keep on moving.
I like it. I don't have anything else on my agenda.
I don't either.
Oh, before we get to knowing me, knowing you.
You bring one.
I have one now. It's a personalized, it's a show agenda.
Before knowing me, knowing you, there's one more thing from the Vistaprint.ca.
Oh, boy.
Package.
More surprises?
And this, I don't know what to do with this. Because I was going to get enough to share. However, I wasn't sure how things were going to turn out. So I only got one of each. Very, very low cost. And this final piece of thing that I'm going to get, I wasn't expecting this to happen today, so I had to rush out and go get it. So anyways.
Okay. Oxford cells.
I'm doing a photo shoot of my new diary. It's a show podcast diary and my banner and everything. Holy potatoes.
It's a poster in a frame. Poster. Jeez. It's like Hollywood over there. Your phone just won't stop taking photos. So anyways, this is a medium poster, as you can tell.
And you got the frame?
I got the frame today at the old Walmart.
Man, that looks awesome. I cannot even handle how awesome. So all of this trifecta of awesomeness, the banner, the vinyl banner for the wall, the framed print, and the diary.
Yeah.
It's a show diary. It's
literally like $20. I had a coupon. So now that they look good, I know what sizes to get.
Kirk Clavin, my cousin, the postal worker.
Yeah.
From my cousin.
I was like,
nice. Eh. Oh my God. My brother-in-law and the former postal employee for Canada Post, mm-hmm. based out of Saskatchewan, he is clamoring for a shirt. So is my brother in Vancouver who listens. He's an architect.
You're the shirt department. I'm the marketing.
Yeah. So it cost me 20 for two shirts.
That's really?
Yeah.
20 for two shirts?
Oh, no. 20 a piece. 40 for
That's still pretty good. 20 a shirt. That's still pretty good.
Yeah. And I think if we ordered in bulk, if we ordered like 50, 60, whatever, we could bring the cost down. And so we should put an order form on for shirts.
Like
do they send us money in the mail? Or
well, we can do electronic cash.
You have no idea.
Send us the cash.
PayPal,
send us $20. We'll go get the shirt made.
Yeah.
And then we can probably eat the cost of mailing. It's like 2 cents.
No, it's not 2 cents.
The stamp.
A shirt would be probably, $2-3, something like that?
Well, we could eat that. That's a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Do that.
You'll eat anything.
So, I started thinking because we have a line of guests who need to come in here, and I was like, we need to kind of
dress up the joint.
It up.
Yeah.
I hate this table. This table is the worst. Look at this table.
Oh, yeah, but we don't usually do what you're doing with it right now. Holy shit.
Thing almost fell down.
Yeah, so
we're gonna get some orange crates. Prop that up.
I'm not crazy about the lights. This is the first time we've taped in the dark.
I love what you've done with the studio this week. You gave me what we call, and this is like a technical term. A slave monitor, because it doesn't. It's just hooked up. I can't manipulate anything on the internet.
Right.
But I can see what Sparky's looking up, and I can actually, see. And it gives me some good ideas. I really like that. Next on the show, knowing me, knowing you. Little feature we designed after we discovered that ABBA is a definite listening spike. It's one of the biggest arrows in our quiver.
Yes.
Something huge in our arsenal.
When
we're in trouble, we break out the ABBA and the ratings go through the podcast roof. So this feature is designed to let you know a little bit about ourselves as people.
Yes.
So knowing me, knowing you. So you ask me a question, Sparky, or you can ask intern Louie a question. It's up to you.
I'm not prepared.
I do have a question for intern Louis. He's in grade school, working on getting into senior high school, correct?
Are you in junior or senior high? You're in senior high. Or no? Grade 9 senior high? He's a minor niner.
Yeah.
From a Bare Naked Ladies song, and he loves the ladies.
Where I come from, grade 9 is still junior high. Grade 10, 11, 12, that's high school.
It's the gateway.
Regardless, this is the time in life where you have to plan for your high school courses for college, right? You got to make sure you got the right things lined up.
It's funny you bring that up because is a bit on the smarter side.
Oh,
takes
good.
After the father good. Side of the family, obviously. Good. And
you'd like to think so.
He doesn't do a lot of the homework and the studying, but he still pulls off the low to mid 80s.
Hey, that's good.
What do you mean I don't do a lot of the homework or the studying?
You don't do a lot of the homework or the studying.
I don't get much homework.
Okay. Anyway, what Spark, I believe, is getting to is, have you discovered a career path? Are you going to pick the courses that are going to get you
there? What do you want to be when you grow up, essentially? What's your vision, your dream?
At this point. I mean, he's on the cusp of 15. His birthday's at the end of the month.
It's going to change. I mean, I'm 28, and I think my career is changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always admired Crocodile Dundee, so.
You're going to be an actor.
What the hell does that mean?
No, yeah. I meant I'll go hunt crocodiles and stuff.
I don't know what he wants to do.
Don't embarrass you're shaking your head. You're like, oh, my God. He's got 3 years to figure
shit out. You know what? I saw a really cool thing about this on the internet the other day, and they say when you ask a kid what they want to be, their proper response is, I want to be happy.
That's good.
You know, if we would have thought like that when we were kids, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a farmer, or whatever. No. What do you want to be? I want to be happy.
Follow your passion.
Yeah.
What makes you happy? Yeah.
Just try and help out other people until you find your passion.
Exactly.
Maybe, right? Don't waste time on the planet spinning your wheels.
That's right. Food
does
for
that
thought.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'll be a professional happy guy.
You already are, to be honest. He's got a really good attitude, and that's 99% of the battle, right?
Yeah.
Attitude's everything. Okay.
Well done. All the best of luck in the future.
What is the most memorable movie you have ever seen in your life? No, right off the top of your head.
I got to say, and this is ridiculous, Titanic. You said off the top of my head.
No, I mean, that's good. You're answering honestly, which is good.
When that movie came out in whatever year it was, we were living in Vauxhall, Alberta, a town not even 800 people. It had an outdoor swimming pool that was only open 2 months of the year. Yes, we would do swimming lessons in school when it was like cold and rainy and hell on earth. But this movie came out. Dad bought it at the co-op. It was the two VHS set, right?
Nice.
And it was like probably almost $50 back in the day for this movie. I remember he brought it home. He popped it in. And there's the point in the now it's the DVD, right? There's a point when I'm watching the movie where I know tape one ends and you got to put in tape two, right?
Right.
But that was just one of the movies. It was big at the time, huge. Everyone was talking about it. We didn't do movie theaters back in the day, but I remember that vividly.
Yeah, and the thing is, with that story, like it or hate it, that was a story, an epic story.
And I can remember the tiny crap living room that we lived in, and it was like family time, and it was good. I think we had popcorn.
Your favorite movie?
You go first.
The Sting.
Never heard of it.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford. Seriously, we're watching that right after this podcast. If you've never seen this thing, come on, man.
Neither have I.
You
tried to make me watch it, and I went downstairs.
1973.
I do remember being very confused about the first scene. It was a guy in an envelope, and they walk away after someone shoots someone for fake.
It's business. A con artist movie, but it's not that confusing when you watch it the second time. You'll figure it out.
I don't know if you know this, but con artist means a confidence artist.
Confidence, man. Yes.
I've just recently learned this from someone much smarter than my dad.
Oh, I told him before we came here. This is the last, just a FYI, this is the last motion picture that my parents saw in the theater.
Uh-huh.
1973.
Wow.
Yeah, true story. And, can you scroll up for a second?
Sure can.
Right on the very top of
Agent
there.
Poke.
Excellent movie. One of Paul Newman's best. Paul Newman and Robert Redford had previously appeared in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That's right.
As a duo. So much on-screen chemistry and charisma. And this is like, if you love a good caper con movie, this is a beaut. This concludes episode 16.
I never said my favorite movie.
Oh,
guess you don't care.
Okay. Now what's your favorite movie? And we got to wrap this bad boy up.
I'm still a little taut, like barely into my life. Well, you guys have, well, one of us has passed over half of it. So
quickly.
Nice dig.
I don't know. I think
Lion King.
Lion King's pretty good. I think New Hope. Probably a New Hope.
What's a New Hope?
Star Wars. New Hope.
Star Wars. I thought you were going to say Serenity.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Serenity. Actually.
Serenity now.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't as good as the show, but it was still great.
Firefly is a TV show he loves and stuff. Nathan Fillion stars, who's on Castle.
Nathan Fillion.
And they made one feature film called Serenity.
Yeah, after it got canceled.
Directed by Josh Whedon.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Josh Whedon. You say Josh Whedon. It's Joss Whedon. Correct yourself.
Okay. Well, Joss is not a real name, so I will ask him to correct himself.
All right.
Well. Never heard of this movie.
Really? Really? Nathan Fillion, Gina Torres, Alan Tudyk.
Oh, great. Here's the thing. If we are going to follow along with what we decided on the last full-length episode of It's a Show, we need to start paying more attention to shows.
Right.
Remember, we're going to focus on show business and movies and all of our superior intellect where it comes to the motion picture.
Look, I'm all caught up on Nashville, but someone hasn't seen like 20 episodes yet.
So we're not talking about Nashville.
And you don't watch Gossip Girl. What about Grey's Anatomy? That's bad.
So on that, okay, Grey's Anatomy. What year is this?
1981.
Christ.
All right. I said government, not internet.
Wrap this puppy.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's shoot this before it rears its ugly head again.
Share this with your friends if you could. It'd be much appreciated. Send some money away and we'll send you a t-shirt.
Or a vinyl banner, or a framed poster, or a diary. We got it all, the merch now.
Do you remember like PBS public television?
Yes.
How they would have the telethons and like, with a gift at $25, we'll send you this.
A backpack.
Yeah. For $20, we'll send you a shirt. Essentially, you're going to buy your own shirt.
The thing is, they really burned through the money at PBS because they would have a fundraiser every 2 weeks. And you'd be going, no, that's my favorite show. Oh, now we got the fundraiser going.
Anyways. Yeah.
Charity sucks. Bring back freaking not Scooby-Doo because you hate that.
Hey, charity. I'll accept charity, even though it may be lousy.
Looney Tunes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish the way we started with a whimper. Thanks for listening. And what do you say?
Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns.
I want to play you something. I keep going back to Regina because it was like,
Hello. What happened?
And we're back.
And we're back. Okay. So don't bump the cord.
I'll edit that out.
Please make a comment. Yeah, this.